daytime, Tokyo is a big, sprawling, frantically busy city. The biggest city in the world. Teeming with people and pulsing with life. She's part Eastern and part Western. But like most females, it's night that brings forth her beauty. Neon lipstick, the mascara of her shadows, the provocative gown of lights, the perfume of excitement. This now is Tokyo the seductive, Tokyo the temptress. This is Tokyo After Dark. Early evening is filled with comings and goings, people packed into subways escaping the hustle and bustle of the day. And as if the trains aren't crowded enough, students are paid to push more people in during the rush hour. There are thousands of taxis, too, and a ride in a Japanese taxi would even make a New York cabbie's hair turn gray.
Driver, Shimbashi, dozo.
The city is left to the night people now, seeking entertainment, romance, pleasure. Look about you. The great wide streets are lit with a million neon signs. The alleys leading off them alive with lanterns with beautiful kanji characters. The writing of Japan that makes the most mundane restaurant sign look exciting. And here in Tokyo, there are restaurants of all kinds. You can eat tempura, succulent fish, shrimp, squid, and vegetables deep fried in golden batter. Or sushi, raw fish with rice and vinegar. Oh no, don't turn your nose up at this, my friend. Just try it once or twice in one of the little sushi shops in Tokyo. Or try yakitori, barbecue chicken ready to go. Or maybe you prefer Western food. All right, here's a German beer garden in the heart of Tokyo.
Good evening. Yes, welcome to Behman's Polka. Have a good time. Konbanwa, yoki rashai masta.
Or Italian food? Here we are at Nicola's in Roppongi. Let's see, 50 kinds of pizza, huh? Anchovy, mushroom, pepperoni, please.
Hi.
And here's Mano's, a Russian restaurant in Shibuya.
May I recommend the beef stroganoff and the borscht?
Sounds good. Please. Yes, Chinese, French, Hungarian, Greek, Korean, Indian, Indonesian, or Filipino, there are restaurants to suit every taste. Entertainment, too. Movie houses that show continental and American films, as well as Japanese movies that range from gangsters to samurai. At the baseball stadium at Korakuen, the night sky echoes with the cry of "Strike-u!" And the crowd goes wild after a home run. And near-naked heavyweights grunt and groan their way to the championships in the tradition-steeped sumo wrestling bouts. Madison Square Garden was never like this. And there are amusement parks with roller coasters that make the Japanese girls squeal like Coney Island veterans. In Asakusa, the strip shows flourish. Outside the burlicue, the barker gives his pitch. And inside, the bumps and grinds are molded by pink and blue spotlights, and the air is filled with smoke and eager eyes. Far removed from these, and yet just across the street, is the Kokusai Theater, where perhaps the most spectacular shows in the world are presented. Waterfalls thunder on the stage. Whole villages are burnt three times a day. But despite the wonderful effects, it's the girls that pack them in. 300 beautiful girls. And here is a line dance of beauty and precision. In vivid contrast to this, the Kabuki Theater, the colorful traditional Japanese opera with all the female parts played by men and the voices underlined with samisen and drum. The girls come into their own at the Takaratsuka Theater, a theater whose girls are trained from childhood to act and sing and dance. And here the male parts are brilliantly portrayed by women. Now Tokyo has taken her first sip of night and stretched a little under the moon. Tokyo Tower, the tallest tower in the world, winks red and lifts her finger against the sky. Not in admonition, but as a signal to commence the festival of night. And Tokyo, the gay painted lady, seeks more sophisticated amusements, and so do we, as we begin our After Dark adventure.